WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is sitting it out at Ecuador's embassy in London, but he does have political asylum offered to him by Ecuador's foreign minister if he can get to Ecuador. However, if he steps foot out of that embassy, he faces imminent arrest, probably sure arrest from British authorities, and then extradition to Sweden, where he faces allegations of sex crimes. And that means we're at a diplomatic standoff in London. How is this playing in Ecuador? Will Grant is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC, and he is in Ecuador's capital of Quito.
The decision to grant Mr. Assange political asylum has been greeted in Ecuador itself with a mixed response. There are those who are firmly behind President Rafael Correa and applaud him for taking what they see as a sovereign decision in the face of imperialist aggression from Great Britain. The foreign minister, Ricardo Patiño, told the BBC's Spanish language service, BBC Mundo, he didn't understand why Britain was so disappointed with the decision. Meanwhile, the country's National Assembly held an extraordinary session to discuss the move. Mr. Correa's opponents feel the diplomatic spat with Britain is unnecessary. They argue that this was a criminal case between two European Union member states, and Ecuador had no right to get involved. Some critics also suggest there is a certain irony in President Correa defending the free speech of Mr. Assange when he has been criticised for clamping down on media dissent in Ecuador. Mr. Correa and Mr. Assange clearly share a world view, and the decision to allow him to live in Ecuador, provided he can get here, didn't surprise many who follow Latin American politics. The difficulty now for the government in Quito is what to do next. With no clear way to remove Mr. Assange from their London embassy without him being arrested, the Ecuadorian government has said it may try to take this diplomatic standoff to international bodies, such as the European Court of Human Rights and the Organization of American States.
That's BBC correspondent Will Grant in Ecuador. Joining us now, Vaughn Smith, a friend and supporter of Julian Assange. Julian Assange actually stayed at Vaughn's home in Norfolk, England for more than a year. And Vaughn, you offered up bail money for Assange, which you lose, right? £20,000 that you lose if he actually gets to Ecuador.
Well, I mean, that's unclear, actually, because while he stayed with me, he attended all the relevant court proceedings, and he didn't leave when he was staying with me. So it's something that is possible to challenge. And also, of course, you know, we all as individuals have the right to claim political asylum. And as such, one might argue that it's not like he's disappeared or is necessarily running from justice. One could argue that he's fighting for it.
Well, I understand you actually saw Julian Assange at the embassy, Ecuador's embassy in London, just a few days ago. What kind of conditions is he living in?
Oh, well, I shouldn't say it's too far off from what one might expect in a prison cell. It's a reasonably small room. He lives in that room. He has washing facilities nearby. He doesn't have a kitchen or anything like that. He does have a running machine. But what he does have, most importantly, is he has a computer, access to the internet, so he can run WikiLeaks, which is what he does. And as a person, he knew what he was going to get himself in for when he took on such powerful forces.
Well, we have serious questions about diplomatic asylum and political asylum and all kinds of important issues. But let's first get to the issue of Julian Assange as a house guest, which is something you know of intimately. Take a listen here to John Burns of the New York Times, who spoke to us yesterday.
I have to say that he's been a guest in rather different circumstances in the homes of a number of people over the last 3 to 4 to 5 years. And the reports that we've had from those people, almost all of whom have eventually had to throw him out, is that he makes an extremely uncomfortable guest.
So your response to that, an uncomfortable guest?
Well, no, I didn't find him an uncomfortable guest. I know John. I very respect his journalism, but I don't agree with it. He stayed with me for 13 months. I found him engaging, entertaining, and well-informed. I don't recognize that representation.
So what do you make of this sort of diplomatic standoff at this point? I mean, do you have criticism for the UK government? Do you think they should let him go to Ecuador?
Well, I think that we have to appreciate that the ball's moved into a different park. I don't think the Swedes have been terribly helpful. I think there's been a level of national pride that's involved here, insofar as they've been comfortable going to interview an alleged murderer in Serbia, but not interview Julian Assange in the sort of neutral ground of the Ecuadorian embassy. I mean, you have to remember the Ecuadorians endeavored to resolve this before they gave him status as a political refugee. And this interview is key because Julian is only alleged to have committed certain things, and there's no charges against him, and the interview is the next necessary step.
However, you know, many people say, why doesn't he just go to Sweden and answer the questions? At this point, Sweden is saying they just want to question him about these allegations. Do you think?
Yes, but I just don't think they're being terribly helpful. I mean, for example, I'm not saying that necessarily should Julian Assange go to Sweden, he would get extradited to the U.S. I mean, I don't know that. At the same time, I do know that he genuinely believes that that will happen to him, and he fears it. And if he goes to Sweden, the thing is, they don't have bail arrangements like we have in the States and in Britain. And I know that, obviously. I was at his bail address for 13 months. And as a consequence, he's straight into prison. And while they resolve all these things, and, you know, and that could be for a period of time, he can't run his organization from there. So he believes that this is political. I'm not saying it is, but I do know he believes it. So I can understand that. But also, the Swedes won't give any assurances that they won't extradite to the United States. And there is a record of this. I mean, in 2001, two asylum seekers were sent to Egypt for torture at the behest of America. And so it's you know, I think it's his fears are certainly understandable. And I think, you know, the only people who have actually looked at his political status is Ecuador. They're the only people who've really considered it. I mean, journalists have considered all sorts of other things, but not really that. So I think that for my country, for Britain, it's time for a bit of tolerance. I think we've got to avoid this sort of sulky standoff. And I think the thing we're finding it difficult to adjust to, I think, is the idea that there should be someone who's become a political refugee in London. Is something that I think we need to learn
surprise?
To live with.
I wonder if that's a surprise. Vaughn, did it come as a surprise to you to find that Julian had sought asylum in Ecuador?
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. But you see, I think there's a conviction in the West that despite our expeditionary wars and our kind of gunboat diplomacy, that we do only right in the world, and I think that's flawed.
Oh, I don't think we do only right in the world, either myself personally or my nation. Vaughn Smith is a friend and supporter of Julian Assange. You may be right about our political leaders, though. Vaughn Smith had Julian Assange as his house guest at his home in Norfolk, England for 13 months, also offered up £20,000 in bail money for Assange of WikiLeaks. Julian Assange is currently at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He has been granted political asylum if he can make it to Ecuador. Vaughn Smith, thank you so much.
Thank you.